Blog Talk Radio.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it, but you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me. He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is led away. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So,
come on. I know you're saying now, there's no way I can live through this.
But live
through it. No one can understand all that you have been dealing with.
You've been holding it.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. This is Mary Hollis, your host, and I hope that all is well. If not, I have some step-to-step grieving ways to deal with grief, and I hope that you might need a pencil and a pad to jot down some information I'll be going over with you. I'm going to give you some bullet points, and then I'm going to explain what the bullet points are all in detail regarding grieving when you lose someone close. But first of all, the next chapter, the purpose of our ministry is to embrace widows and to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight I'm going to give you some bullet points and also explain steps when losing a loved one. And some of us, there's so many things are happening, lots of death. If you've lost someone, a loved one recently, or this, the date is a memory of a loved one, or there's a birthday of a loved one, an anniversary of a loved one, or just any situation where you have lost a loved one and those thoughts are in your mind about your loved one. Grieving when you lose someone. When someone you love dies, your whole world falls apart. Life seems horrible and unfair. The emptiness within you seems like it will swallow you up. Once you look for granted, that the person you love would be there forever, that everyone would always turn out, everything would turn out okay. Now it seems it's not going to be that way. But here are step-to-step instructions in getting through it. These are some, not all. They're different situations for different people. They're different feelings, different emotions. The awkward way you feel right now, you're sad, maybe angry, or guilty, or just feeling crazy, is known as grief. Grief is normal, is a natural but painful process that happens after you lose someone or something very important to you. There is no one and there's no right way to deal with your pain. No set amount of time when your pain will be there. It will be over. There's no time limit, but there are many positive steps you can take to help yourself to heal and find the strength you need to get through one day at a time. And it takes one day at a time. One week at a time, 1 month at a time, 1 year at a time. Be patient with yourself. You probably can't imagine ever being happy again. Meanwhile, people around you may be telling you to get on with your life. Sometimes that can be very cruel. They just don't know how you're feeling and how you feel inside. That means well, but you may not be ready for this kind of advice. Ask them to be patient with you. Be patient with yourself. Tell others what you need from them at this point in time. Listening. Sharing memories of the person who is gone. Are just there with you for a while. No one can predict how long the grieving process will take in a particular situation. No one can. But someday, believe it or not, you will no longer want to hold on to the pain. Gradually, you will be able to accept what has happened and move beyond your sorrow. Accept your feelings. You don't have to act as if nothing has happened. Something very painful has happened to you, and you need to recognize it. It is okay to cry or just to feel sad. Express your grief in the way that is most comfortable for you. Everybody is different. You might try writing a farewell letter to that person, a poem to that loved one. Letting your feelings, expressing your feelings, putting thoughts in words can help to lessen the ache in your heart. You may be surprised at thoughts that surface. Perhaps you wonder why you are alive when the other person is not. Yes, those thoughts do come. Maybe you're thinking about your own death and how it frightens you. You might be angry at yourself not spending more time with that loved one. Yes, we go through all of those questioning. I wish I did this. I wish I'd done that. And that's a normal reaction and feelings. Or you may be furious at that person who died or at God who permitted this to happen. These are natural reactions. Be gentle with yourself rather than criticizing your reaction. And you will get all types of feelings, and sometimes those feelings are very painful. You have enough pain in your life. Don't inflict any more upon yourself. Try not to, but it's easy said than done. Reach out to those you trust. Loneliness is one of the most difficult part of grief. No one seems to understand how much you hurt, so you hide your pain. Yes, we do hide our pain because people don't understand. What are we going through? Although your bedroom sometimes offers protection, you find yourself staying in your room in bed. You may have to leave it comfort to survive. Moving beyond those four walls, allowing the sharpness of your pain to fade, does not diminish the memory of that loved one. Death is only a key to unlock the door to a new life. In darkness, with care and nurturing, the small seed of hope blooms new light. That's like the flowers blooming. That's how you will eventually, because you will begin to have a new light eventually. But it will take time. Grief is, there's no number of days that you'll be going to grieve. Some people get over it earlier than others, and sometimes you think that you've gotten over it, and all of a sudden it comes right back and slaps you right in the face. The same feelings that you had when your loved one first passed away. It is easy to deal with grief when you can feel someone to talk to about it, and it's so important that you do release your feelings and talk to someone about it. Think of someone who might be willing to listen in an understanding and supportive way. Is there a counselor, a grief support group, or Next Chapter Widows Ministry? Do you know someone, a friend, a safe person that you can express those feelings to? And sometimes we do have to go to a professional counselor because that seems to be the only thing that could help because of sometimes the emotion, how bad it gets. And sometimes we need meds to help us through it. Set little goals for yourself. Getting beyond grief takes a lot of effort. You may feel uncomfortable returning to normal activities, but getting back into a routine will help. One of the best things you can do for yourself is to set little goals a day. Call a friend, clean out your closet. Maybe it's not time to clean out his closet, but clean out your closet. Go with a friend to a movie or some type of event. Start a creative project. As you try to accomplish your goal, you may slowly move beyond your grief rather than allowing it to paralyze you. Doing something helpful for someone else is another good way to begin to focus outside of yourself. That is a very good advice. When you start thinking about others and helping others, you sometimes forget. It won't go away, but it does help. And there is a saying from this lady, unknown, Don't let the day go. Don't let the dark days trouble you. Whatever trials life brings, look to the sun and spread out your wings. Also, and the most important thing, is to turn to God. When someone you love dies, it's not unusual to feel angry at God. This isn't fair. You are supposed to be a good God. Why did you let this happen? Or you might be wondering, also, are you even there, God? Why did you let this happen? Not, so many whys. I had those whys when that happened to me. I asked whys, and guess what? I asked for answers. I asked God, I need you to show me, tell me why this happened, and how am I going to go forward with these, taking care of these kids? How can I take care of all the affairs, the finances, the bills? I don't have enough money to pay my mortgage each month by myself. I had all those answers. I asked him, just like I'm talking to you. I spoke to him just like that. But guess what? He eventually answered those questions for me, so he will. But it is okay to question God, because those are just feelings that you're having at this particular time. Let God know how you're hurting. It's okay to share your pain and grief. In fact, such thoughts and feelings in prayer are prayer. Prayers are simply talking to God, saying what you really feel. You don't need holy words. Just speak from your heart. God understands your pain and suffers with you. Open yourself to God's healing love. Belief in a life after death can also be a great comfort, knowing that you will see that person one day. The thought that someday you will be united with that person who has died can bring you peace and acceptance. Looking ahead, have faith in yourself as you slowly adjust to life without that one you love so much. You will never completely stop missing that person. I don't care how many years, you're going to always miss something about that person. You'll get through. You get stronger each day. You'll be able to remember memories and about that person and not crying. Now the tears will continue to flow. But in time, you will be able to think about that person and the tears will be all dried up. He or she will continue to be in your, you will never stop missing that person. He or she will continue to be in your thoughts. Birthdays, anniversaries, special occasion, it might be especially difficult for a while. But gradually you will be able to get through that whole day without feeling these terrible pain. And then a week, then a month will go by, years will go by, but yes, there are things that will bring back those feelings again, but God will strengthen you day by day. Over time and with effort, you will become a stronger person with a deeper appreciation of life than you ever believed possible. Eventually, you will be able to be happy and live a full life again, holding the memories of your loved one forever in your heart. It will come. Don't think it won't happen. It will happen. You will be able to get through it, but it takes time. Every single loss is different. People deal with it differently. You know, yeah, I cried a lot. Someone would even just at the beginning, the first 6 months, when someone just mentioned the situation, mentioned that, like, you know, telling me their, you know, there sorry for my loss, all that stuff, I just would cry. I could not hold the tears back. The tears just flowed like a river. But one day, God dried it up, and he'll do the same thing for you. He'll give you more understanding. Sometimes your loved one could have been sick. And I know after a while, watching that loved one suffer in pain, you know, it can be a blessing for you and healing for you to know that he or she is no longer hurting, and he or she is at peace with God. I know it doesn't make it any better that person is longer there, but just knowing that he or she is not suffering anymore, and that means a whole lot to me. To me, and getting through my pain. So, but my husband died suddenly. That, to me, that is worse when you don't know, you know, this happens, and you had a normal life, and all of a sudden, this happens, and your whole world falls apart. But God gets you through it one day at a time. He certainly does. So, these things that I have gone through tonight, be patient with yourself. Accept your feelings. Reach out to others that you trust that you can talk to. That's very important, to have a safe person, a prayer partner also. Set little goals for yourself. Turn to God. He's there for you. He will never leave you or forsake you. That is a promise. And looking ahead, knowing that you can go forward and be happy again one day. But it takes time. And some of us, we're at a point in our life right now, we don't want to be happy. We don't want to feel good about it. We want to stay in that dark place. But you must get out of that dark place in order to get better. The hurt is going to be there for a while. But one day, you're going to see how God is going to heal that wound, that hurt, that discomfort, that sadness, all those things. You'll be able to smile again. You'll be able to be around people and talk about your special loved one without crying, without getting upset. So just knowing, looking ahead for beautiful days to come, that the sun will shine again. Just keep looking ahead, knowing that God is walking every step of the way with you, because he promised you he will never leave you or forsake you, and he doesn't. He will be there for you. So I wanted to share this with you tonight. I know I am not sure if anyone is on the line tonight that just recently had a loss, but just know that God is with you, and to let you know that the next chapter of Widows Ministry is there. Anything that we could do. We normally have a meeting every third Saturday of the month at my home or whatever location that we decide that we're going to have our meeting. But this coming Saturday, there are several breast cancer 5K walks. And I want many of us to participate in, if it is possible. We all have cancer survivor of people that have passed on in our life. But there is a lot of cancer walk this coming weekend, the 21st. And one that we're going to participate in is if you live in Atlanta. It's going to be in Northlake, DeKalb County, CO is joining with a Susan Coleman. I can't think of a. There's several big ones going to be this coming weekend. We're going to join a group at the Northlake walk. That's in Tucker. You'll be able to go to the North Lake Mall and Park and join the group. I am trying to get as many people who wants to be a part of that. So if you're on the air, give me a call if you want to join us. And we're not going to have our meeting because a lot of our widows are going to the event. We have a lot of our widows who attend Green Forest Baptist Church. They are taking a busload to another location, I think SunTrust Plaza in Cobb County. So there is many, many, many different breast cancer walks this weekend. So if you can be a part of anyone, I do so, and maybe you have already because there were some last weekend as well. So we're not going to have a meeting, but I am going to have a call meeting. We normally sometimes we have conference calls. And we're going to do a free conference call. So if you need your to be a part of that conference call, call me, and I will give you the number to call in. We are going to have that conference call within the next 7 days. So I haven't decided which day yet or whatever. I'll be texting some. So if you want to be a part of that, we're going to still do our planning that we normally do. We're going to plan on a trip that we're going to go next year. We're going on a trip every year. Now, I called Diamond Tours, who's a very big tour company that's a lot of senior centers and other organizations use them. We were not going to go to Miami and Key West because of the storm, but I called them today and they told me that those areas are okay. They had some things, but by next June, they will have everything back to normal. So we can continue on with that same trip. So I have flyers. So if you want flyers, give me a call. We're supposed to be going in the month of June, the 18th through the 23rd. So, and at the conference call, we'll be discussing the trip and some other events that we're going to have between October, really November and December. And I will announce in detail next Tuesday of all of those events and more detail about the trip, because I want to confirm with a group to make sure, our group and another group too that wants to join us. So that is all I have tonight. My telephone number is 77, if you have a pen, paper handy, my telephone number is 770-981-9118. Give me a call if you want to go walking with us to the breast cancer walk this coming Saturday, and also to call with us to find more information that the next chapter is going to be involved in for the rest of the year. And that is all I have for tonight. And we're going to also pray and ask God to be with all of the hurricane victims in Texas and Mississippi, New Orleans, Florida, the fires that is happening in L.A., different parts of California, also the earthquake that happened in Mexico, and also to be with all of women and men and children who are battling with cancer, to ask God for comfort, healing, protection, and we have to just trust Him and believe that even though these things just seem to be so unreal and we can't understand, that we have to trust Him to know that He's still there with us. He will still take care of us, and He will never leave. And we just ask Him to continue to be with us in every way. We have a powerful God. He is our Emmanuel. He's our bread of life. He's our King of kings. He's our Savior. He's our good shepherd. And he's our bright and morning star, and he will never leave us. So be blessed and have a great week. And tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. every Tuesday. And if you want to be a part of this show at any time, let me know if anyone else that you think that would be a good help to us in these Tuesday night sessions. So please let me know. And good night. Have a great one.
This life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day is smiling, the next day is fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me. He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is led away. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So,
come on. I know you're saying now, there's no way I can live through this.
But live
through it. No one can understand all that you have been dealing with.
You've been holding in so much, it feels like you're
dying inside.
The fight of your life.
Fight of your life.
is not the end.
No, this will not be
for you.
For you.
There's life.